His time, Roo. Very busy man. The coach of the Crows. We're talking Don Pike. Don, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, guys. How are we going? Good.
Very well, Pikey. How's all things looking down at Crowville, mate? Are we going to win a flag this year?
Well, we're starting the journey come Sunday. Looking forward to it.
Do I have
to
sit and listen to this garbage? Fair dinkum.
What do you mean?
I haven't even played a game yet.
We always get better in your second year as coach.
Win a flag,
no,
please.
We just mucked around on the edges last year, and these injuries have been a bit of a distraction. But is Tex going to play on the weekend? Pikey's been saying there's nothing wrong with him when he comes in here.
Yeah, look, he's got to get through a session today, and yeah, we're really hopeful. I mean, speaking to him yesterday, he's really confident. He's done a fair bit of work since the Brisbane game, and he's in a really good headspace. So at this stage, you'd say he's a really good chance.
Now, I asked him earlier in the week about Rory Sloane. I know we're talking about a champion player here, and I mean that sincerely. But, Pikey, as you know, in this day and age... What?
You mean that sincerely?
No, I do. Oh, I think he's an absolute gun. But in this day and age, if you're short of a gallop, the way AFL's played, you know, game time is different to just running laps, isn't it? Are you confident that he can run out the game okay?
Well, that's certainly a consideration for us. I mean, unfortunately, with the injury Rory got, he probably played about 8 minutes of an intra club, so, and hasn't played since. So we weigh that up. We understand the quality of the player, and you know, he's got a great history when it comes to durability, and so it's not like there's significant risks in that space. It's more, as you say, he hasn't played, and generally the first week or two of the pre-season, you're sort of knocking off some rust and blowing out the bad air, so to speak. So we'll take that into account, but yeah, he's clearly one of our leaders, one of our better players, and yeah, I'll talk to him later in the week and make sure he's comfortable. If he is, well, might be a risk worth taking.
Pikey, what about the fact that everyone in the game says that Crow's forward line's fantastic, your back line, your defence is very good as well, but for some reason, everyone queries your midfield, but I don't know, I don't really see it that way. You'd be confident with the light if Rory plays, but, you know, the Crouch brothers, when they're both up and firing, I know only one of them is at the moment. Charlie can go through there at the moment as
Atkins.
Well. Atkins, I don't know. Why is there a knock on your midfield, do you think?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's interesting. I know when I started the job last year, there were probably two main questions I got. Was one, without Dangerfield, are you any chance? And the other one was our back line was at that point being questioned as to whether it was mature enough or strong enough to be able to stand up. And to those guys' credit, last year I thought our back line took a real step forward and played some really good footy, not only in a defensive way, but also from an attacking viewpoint. And each line and area has got its own... We've got its own feel, and our midfield is evolving in that space. And an opportunity we've given to guys through the preseason has really been, you know, guys like Kirtley Hampton has come in, Wayne Miller gets a second year, as you say, Rory Atkins. These guys can play the game, and now it's about opportunity for them to do it and prove it at the AFL level consistently, which I'm really confident they can do.
Where's a bloke like Scotty Thompson at coach? Will he play SNFL this weekend? Will he play AFL this weekend? Or does he need another week?
Yeah, no, he'll probably have a run in the SNFL this week just to get some games into his legs and so forth. And he's one who's, you know, missed a fair chunk of pre-season. So different to, say, Rory, who's done a lot until he actually had the eye injury. Tomo's sort of just been reintroduced in the last couple of weeks. So he's done a lot of running, and, yeah, it'll be good for him to finally get out there and play.
Jakey Lever?
Well, Jake's in the mix, and unfortunately he's another one who didn't get to play any of the JLT games just due to the hamstring injury. So that'll be a discussion as to whether we think it's a risk worth taking with Jake bringing him straight back in versus other guys who have played well and performed well in the JLT.
And Brad Crouch, how far away is Brad?
Brad's joined in training the last week, so it's been great to see him out there. He's done a mountain of work on that hamstring and strengthening up around that area and so forth. So we're really confident that from here he'll progress back and start playing games. I'm not sure the exact timeline, but it's certainly in the short term. Now, whether that'll probably be at sample level to start with, and then it will build him from there.
All right, stay on the line, please, Pikey. More with the coach in just a moment. Roo, I want Adelaide fans to get to know him more.
Are you going to have a few curly ones?
A few personal questions coming up next.
Personal
questions. With Adelaide coach Don Pike.